afraid about something. Now, does that mean something right there? Or could you say that I'm afraid that might happen someday?
Yeah, I've heard that kind of expression made. Afraid something's going to happen, you know.
Now, how would that be with scared? Now, does scared mean that something is right upon you? Or that is scared closer to you than afraid?
I've never been with neither one of them very much.
But if you say it, would you ever say, I'm scared that's going to happen someday?
I'm scared of these cyclones they're having around here.
Because they're pretty immediate, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Cleveland the other night.
Okay, you might say she isn't afraid now, but she sure
she used to be.
Right. Or making that negative, then you'd say, well, she's afraid now, but she didn't
used to get scared at all.
Alright, fine. If a person is not careful, then he is careful.
Not careful, I don't know what it is. Careless.
Okay. Now, if a person is kind of acts sort of funny and strange, you'd say, my goodness, he certainly is.
You'd say he acts pretty sort of strange or something like that, like he need to go to Whitfield.
What's Whitfield?
That's why they get all the credit for.
Oh, well, in Georgia, they call it Milledgeville. We have our Milledgeville, and you have your Whitfield.
Whitfield on out on the other side of Jackson.
Is it?
There's people out there.
Would you ever use queer about someone?
I would never say much like that. I've heard folks say queer.
But you wouldn't?
No, I don't know.
All right. If Mrs. Williams were just determined that she was going to do something, and you really wanted to, you'd say, oh, come on now, don't be so about it. Don't be so.
Well, she's not you to contrary about it.
Now, I'm not asking you, me and I had to talk about this earlier. I said, now, whether or not this, the question's true or not, just what would you might say?
I said she's stubborn.
Would you say that?
She's pretty stubborn, yeah. She's pretty stubborn about some things.
Do you say pig-headed ever? No? Okay. Or obstinate? Set in your ways?
Yeah, set in your ways.
Is set in your ways different from stubborn?
No, it means about the same thing.
All right. Someone who's easily offended, you'd say, gee, goodness, he sure is. It's easy to get his dander up.
Yeah. I don't know how you say that.
Did you ever say touchy?
I'd say he's so touchy, but let him alone.
All right. Someone who just lost his temper, you'd say he sure did get
mad.
Right. If you weren't talking about telling someone not to get all excited about something, you'd say now just quiet down and keep
Hold your temper.
But you might say, keep calm.
Yeah, keep calm.
Right. Now, if you are just, which I think I'm probably doing to you, you're just getting absolutely tired about something, what would be ways of expressing that? I can't move another inch, I'm just.
Wow.
Might that be what you'd be likely to say?
Yeah.
All right, now is there something stronger than that that you might use?
No, I don't know.
It's wore out about as tired as you can get.
Yeah, that's about as tired as I can.
Did you ever hear him say, tore into? Tired? All right, if someone isn't tired, you're sore. Maybe he gets up from his nap and you say, he's